meeting of Safety and Security Committee. We have a quorum, and we do have, if Ms. Hines, it's on. If Ms. Hines would be happy to stay for a couple of minutes, we have a Virginian. We do have enough, yes. We do have enough. This month's meeting of the Safety and Security Committee is our opportunity to hear from the Tri-State Oversight Committee. Their quarterly briefing gives the committee a public forum to talk about safety matters, gives us an important check on the overall safety of the metro system, the Oversight Committee being the agent of the federal government in terms of safety oversight. We want to listen to them. We will get updates on the status of investigations, of corrective action plans, and of the Oversight Committee's role in the oversight of capital projects, including the Silver Line, which is upcoming. But before we get to the presentation, let me welcome the TOC's new chair, Clara Barashev, who is the D.C. Department of Transportation representative on the TOC, but clearly knows the territory well, having been vice chair of TOC for the past year and 20 years a member of the Metro staff before that. So welcome back. There has been significant turnover with TOC, both at the daily level and also now at their executive committee level with the various DOT secretaries and the like, but we want to keep the relationship working. It's very important. Both Mr. Goldman and I met recently with FTA's new director of safety and also with the National Transportation Safety Board, and in each of those discussions was reiterated the importance of the outside view that the TOC brings to us. So we're happy to have you here today and hear what you have to tell us. Yes, Mr. Bolger? Yes.
Approve the minutes first.
Could I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Second. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved, and we'll go on with the presentation.
Housekeeping.
I think it's still morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning, or afternoon.
Of the
it's still morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to present TOC update on our work with WMATA. As you said, in September, the TOC transitioned to a new chair. It's me. Jim Benton retired from Maryland Department of Transportation, and I assumed the chair position. In today's presentation, I will cover the following major areas that the TOC has been working on since the last presentation to the Board's Safety and Security Committee. The TOC is part of the WMATA committee reviewing the fatal October 6th accident near Union Station on the Red Line. Investigation is ongoing and done by an investigation committee. TOC attends committee meeting and reviewing pertinent documentation together with WMATA. We will discuss this and incidents and hazards in general further. The TOC is currently preparing for its pre-revenue service review of the Silver Line as revenue service approaches. TOC personnel regularly attend the associate meetings hosted by both the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority and WMATA. We will talk in greater details about TOC Silver Line pre-revenue service activities later in this presentation. The TOC's new three-year safety and security review progress with WMATA is underway and progressing. As we will discuss in this presentation, the TOC switched to a continuous triennial review process starting this year, compared to one-side review once every 3 years, as had been done previously. Incident hazard. The TOC has seen a significant amount of improvement from SAFE in providing reportable preliminary incident hazard reports to the TOC within 3 days of occurrence as it required in the TOC program standards and procedures. In late 2013, closure of accident investigations has slowed, unfortunately. Between August 19 and November 19, 7 accidents, incidents, hazards were closed, while 17 new ones were added during the same period. Between May 19 and August 18, 16 accidents, incidents, hazards were closed, while 17 new ones were added during the same period. As of November 21st, the TAC is tracking 33 WMATA investigations. On matters of reportable accidents, incidents, and hazards, the TAC is legally responsible for accident investigation and cannot adopt WMATA's accident investigation reports as its own until WMATA has satisfied all of TAC's accident reporting requirements. Specifically, regarding the TAC's involvement in the investigation of the October 6, 2013 Red Line fatality near Union Station, TAC personnel responded to the scene of the incident. The TAC informed WMATA that it will join parts of WMATA's investigation, and as discussed earlier, the TAC participates in weekly meetings of the Accident Investigation Committee. Corrective action plans. As of November 21st, 2013, there are 113 open corrective action plans, or CAPs. WMATA has developed these CAPs to address safety and security issues found during internal and external audits and accident investigations. The TAC does not view a large number of CAPs as being negative, so long as each item is implemented in accordance with the state plan and progress toward full implementation is made. WMATA has consistently provided supporting documentation to the TAC for review and closure.
Loida, could you close the door so we can hear in here, please?
TAC oversight of capital projects. The TAC's oversight of WMATA includes WMATA's capital projects. The TAC is closely involved with its oversight activities covering both the 7,000 series rail car procurement and the Silver Line. For both projects, TAC regularly attends the meetings that you see listed on the slide, such as safety certification working group meetings, project review meetings, FTA PMOC monthly meeting, quarterly meetings, and WMATA and MWA activation, rail activation meetings. Among the activities the TAC is expected to perform as part of its oversight program.
Excuse me, could you hold again? Could we get those doors closed? I think this is a new automatic door and it's clearly a disruption to the meetings.
It is, and it has a self-closure that we have to watch the mechanism for. We can disable it, but we to do that.
Again, among the activities the TAC is expected to perform as part of its oversight program includes review of major capital projects such as Silver Line. The TAC is mandated to conduct an independent pre-revenue service review, PRSR, for major system extensions, which includes the Silver Line. The TAC will conduct the PRSR after WMATA entered the pre-revenue phase of the project, but prior to the start of Silver Line revenue services. PRSR activities will include document review, interviews with key personnel, and field observations. The purpose of PRSR is to confirm that the project is ready for safe and secure revenue service. TAC will review the safety and security certification process and verify operational and maintenance readiness and confirm that there are no hazardous conditions or safety critical unfinished items. If the review identifies hazardous conditions or safety critical unresolved items, WMATA must resolve them or implement a workaround before revenue service begins. Exempts of hazardous conditions include missing safety certification documents, false train occupancy shown on the rail operation control center, a non-existent maintenance program for new equipment or anything that would pose imminent danger to life and property if it's not addressed prior to the start of the revenue service. That will verify completion of such items through site visits and document reviews as appropriate. The PRSR timeline is as follows. The TAC will request and review a set of documents before the review begins. The on-site review by TAC personnel will last from three to four days, ending with the debriefing between the TAC review team, the FTA PMOC consultant, and WMATA. Before the TAC can schedule the specific date of the PRSR, WMATA must determine its operational readiness date, whereupon WMATA will physically control the railroad. It is critical that TAC ensure that the system is safe for operation by WMATA and for use by public. The line cannot open for revenue service until TAC has completed its review and WMATA has completed the safety certification process and submitted the final report to the TAC. The TAC will review WMATA's final safety certification report and, if satisfactory, approve the report and issue concurrence to FTA. Triennial review. The TAC continues to conduct triennial safety and security reviews of WMATA as follows. Starting this year, the TAC has transitioned to a continuous three-year review cycle. The triennial review process is now spread out over the entire three-year audit cycle compared to previously when on-site review would happen over a one-month period once every 3 years. So far, in 2013, the TAC has reviewed several areas of system safety and system security. On the safety side, the TAC reviewed WMATA procurement and in May and issued the final report in August. The TAC is currently awaiting WMATA's CAPS to address the findings in the report. The System Safety Program review occurred between August and October. The draft report was transmitted to WMATA this week. On the system security side, the TAC performed a review of general security and emergency preparedness initiatives over October and November. The draft report is in progress and expected to be completed this month. The review cycle will continue in 2014. The TAC will schedule future reviews for after the Silver Line opens, since the Silver Line opening will require a lot of WMATA's and the TAC's time and attention. The next safety topic that the TAC expects to review is roadway worker protection, training, and compliance expected to be conducted in early spring of 2014. That's complete my...
Thank you, Ms. Barishev. Very good presentation. A couple of questions. First, on the October 6th red line fatality that you alluded to in one of your earlier slides, could you just elaborate a little more on what the TAC's involvement in that investigation will be? Will you be conducting an independent investigation of any parts of it? And when the investigation is completed, will you be making recommendations to WMATA and the board as to corrective actions that might be required?
TAC has ability to conduct independent investigation, but in this case, we joined WMATA SAFE, and we are conducting the investigation together with WMATA. We participating in weekly meetings on safety, investigation with SAFE department, and we just received first batch of the documentation we are going to review. So we think it's ongoing and going well.
And will you be making any recommendations?
As usual, when incident report, accident in this case, is final report is completed, there will be recommendations that then become CAMs.
And I just have one more question. Towards the end of your presentation, you talked about this review of the Silver Line capital project. And earlier in the week, there were reports of some new concerns that led MWAT to delay its completion of its work, having to do with the train control system and train tracking, I guess, systems intrusions. Will you be looking at that as part of your review of the Silver Line? And the second part of the question is, when you complete your review as the TOC, will the TOC be actually issuing an approval as a document to WMATA? Will you be giving us sort of a good housekeeping seal of approval or a TOC seal of approval before we can put it into revenue service?
Okay. We are aware that Silver Line opening is delayed, but on safety side, on our side, and safe, I think WMATA, for us, safe, the safe system is the most important. Doesn't matter how when it's open. So delay actually not of our concern as safety, and also we are in close communication with SAFE and EMWA and WMATA SAFE, and we know that we have assurance from general manager and staff that system will not be open until it's safe. So whatever is found will be corrected, and until it's corrected, it will not be accepted. And then second part, portion of your question, yes, we will do pre-revenue assessment and issue a report to WMATA, and also we'll review WMATA final report and approve and send our concurrence sent to FTA.
Thank you. I didn't want to suggest that TOC should rush to approve.
No, I understand.
I think we agree with you wholeheartedly. And
right.
I think I speak for the board in saying that safety first.
Right.
Let's get it right.
Dobre Dien.
Dobre Dien.
On page 7, you talk about the PRSR conducted pre-revenue phase. What's the timing on that right now? What's your timing on that?
We have not scheduled our assessment and will not schedule until pre-revenue operation day is declared.
Any projection at this point?
Not by us.
All right, thank you.
I'm sorry, thank you. When the handoff is with WMATA, you come in at what point? Is it at the
same time? Our pre-revenue assessment, we are coming after operation readiness day is announced when WMATA accepts system for pre-revenue services.
So are you working alongside WMATA in that process?
Yes, but we are waiting for that date. We cannot schedule our work until the date is announced.
Yeah, I think we've got everybody's waiting for that date, and
we
see
the
relationship that everybody has a partnership in terms of the safety check has to be made. I was just trying to find the logical path that we could say, okay, we know.
And there is a distinction between an operational readiness date and an actual date to commence operations.
That's exactly right. That's the part.
2 months. 2 to 3 months. I just want to add to that. TOC and WMATA have been working very closely together with EMWA all along, so it's not a brand new thing for TOC to look at when we get the operational readiness date. They've been coming along with that So assuming that they concur on what they've seen up to that date, I don't think it's a long time after that that we hear from you.
As I said, we can start review documentation much earlier, and there will be only maybe 3 or 4 days field inspections and observations and interviews, and then to prepare a report maybe a week or two. So, but it's important what will be found.
Right. And we want to see it done right. It's figured that we all know what the schedule is and how it meshes.
Yes.
Further with the silver line, in your presentation you say TOC is mandated to conduct such a review. Is that because you are the delegated agent of the federal government?
Because we are
yeah.
Oversight agency.
Yeah,
by,
right. So do you report that also back to FTA?
Right.
Yes. Okay. A couple other questions in terms of accident investigations. And definitely, you're welcome to be part of those or do them however they best get done. Do you have independent resources that you can bring to a accident investigation?
Yes, we have consultant company that will. Right. Usually helps them and may,
right.
If we decide to do yeah. independent investigation, right. we can yeah. do it.
And in our conversation this week with the chair of the safety board, she made the offer that if there's a need, they're not going to send in investigators. Their investigators are pretty busy already. Unless something happened, it would call them. We don't want that to be the case. But if they can be helpful in the training of individuals to do investigations, they're certainly willing to
any help is yeah, welcomed.
Right. And then one other very small question, but in your slide with respect to open caps, we tracked that very closely, but what we've seen is there's a discrepancy of numbers between what we've heard from Jim and what we've heard from you, and just hope you mm-hmm. can get together and resolve that, because it is important to me and I think to other members of the board that we stay on top of that.
As I said, there is no concern in this
right.
area
yeah.
because we are working closely with WMATA on almost daily basis. Mm-hmm. We have regular monthly meetings, and we provide our database to WMATA SAFE. So this is fluid situation, and numbers are add and subtract.
A timing issue, something was closed yesterday, open
right,
tomorrow.
Right, right.
I just want to be sure there isn't some significant number of corrective action plans that somehow fell between the cracks.
No, everything what is there in our database is known to WMATA, so, and we on our side don't see any reason to be concerned.
I hope we can keep it in that way. Mr. Bolger.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, would you mind, and Board Member Goldman, just give us a quick thumbnail about your meeting, that you who you met with and what was discussed?
Yeah, very successful.
At where, and what agency? I'm assuming FTA.
We have met actually with the new safety director at FTA, Tom Littleton, to introduce ourselves, introduce Mr. Goldman to him, and talk about their process. We also had a sit down with the chair and one of the members of the NTSB, to it was Debbie and Robert Sumwalt, just again to establish a relationship and get a readout from them as to how we're doing, which was very positive. Yeah. He's trying to learn his bring his aviation experience to another level, right?
Black Fox.
Right. Other questions? Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll see you again in 3 months.
Thank you for inviting us.
So adjourn then.
I have to apologize for being late. I didn't realize Ms. Bowser was going to run her committee quite that quickly, so I was not here at the beginning. When you adopted the minutes, I just wanted the minutes to reflect the fact that I'm a member of the safety committee and not yeah. an other, just for attendance purposes. Just if you could reflect
that,
I appreciate
it. We'll put that up in the review of the minutes. And if there's no other business, I'll adjourn the meeting of the Safety Committee.